7.
Available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the weekend.
Saving money at the grocery store. That's the focus. There are a lot of other things going on in the world of food and nutrition and what you're doing at the supermarket. The man who's in the know is the supermarket guru himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Phil Lempert. I sound like the guy who does, you know, the shows that are on national public radio and television. They bring back the music of the 50s and 60s and some of the announcers. Jerry Butler, for example, when he does those. You must have seen these classic music shows because you're of that vintage as well on PBS. Haven't you seen those?
No.
You have never seen those?
I was hoping, though, that you were doing like an Ed McMahon thing.
Well, I was sort of doing it. But your show, Phil Lempert's Food Sense, is on PBS. I figure you were very familiar with a lot of the other shows that are on PBS.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't watch all that much television.
You don't. And you're on so much between the Today Show and...
That's why I don't.
Right. Well,
that's exactly why I don't.
Right. Stay away at all costs. I don't want to see what I look like. Well, if you want to see what Phil looks like, all you have to do is go to DougStephan.com and see his picture there. Click on that. It'll bring you to the supermarket guru. You'll get a great sense of what's going on. We're going to try to hit some of those highlights. A weekend conversation about snacking. We get into the summer season. Snacking. We're eating a lot of really bad stuff. We all know that. But the more snacking you do, some people say you listen to some of the stories about the diets and you're supposed to eat 5 or 6 times a day. That doesn't mean you eat snacks. That isn't
exactly.
There's no food value to that, right?
Yeah, you should, it's called Roman graze. And
Yes. It's
really about how people were eating thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have 5 or 6 smaller meals a day.
Right.
Meals, not snacks.
Yeah.
Not sugar, not salt,
No. Not
fat.
There you go. Well, barbecue tips, too, later on in the hour from a master griller because it is Memorial Day weekend. So we want to put you on the right page. That is a good page to be on. So all those things, plus the news of the week, Phil Lempert has in the Doug Stephan world suggested on the website this week that BPA, which is most commonly used in food packaging, is something you probably don't know much about, but you ought to know a good deal about it. Why is that, Phil?
Well, it's interesting, Doug, when you talk about BPA. I got one of the nastiest emails that I've ever received in my life
Really? About
this story from someone who says, what's the matter with you? BPA is fine. The government has approved it. And, I started to have an email interchange with this person saying, well, here's some of the studies. Here's why it's just comes back at me. The government says it's safe, so therefore it's safe. Don't alarm people. Well, the reality is that practically every major food company is getting rid of BPA.
Mm-hmm.
The tests have shown it to be harmful to our systems.
Right.
And, that's the good news. We forget that nutrition, that science, the packaging, this is all relatively new stuff, and we learn new things all the time. So we've got to be smart about it, and when we learn something new, react accordingly.
Well, two and two is still four. Hello, ding, 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 ding. And if they don't, this is the same stuff that's in the plastic bottles that milk comes in and a lot of fruit juices come in, and this stuff they grind up. A friend of mine runs a big in central Illinois. The family business is making brooms and mops and that sort of thing. They buy chopped up. The recycling business is great. They buy these chopped up bottles, plastic bottles, little pieces, little pellets, and they melt them down. They make mop handles out of them.
Yep.
So, it's good for that. Not particularly good to be a source of
ingesting it.
Holding food. Yeah, exactly. Or ingesting it. Exactly. There's also, in the terms of diet and what we eat and what we're exposed to, a story this week about eating meat and how it may raise your risk of getting colon cancer. Do you think that's for all meat? I've been under the impression in the research that I've done, the reading that I've done, I would call it research, that fats are what cause these problems with cancers. And I wonder what the best source is. If people are going to eat meat and barbecuing is big this weekend, what are the sources for the healthiest meats?
Well, I think that there's two points here. Number one is, and unfortunately, you know, my dad died of colon cancer 30 years ago. So I know a little bit, you know, about it. I believe that it's not about a particular food, but it's the quantity of food.
Really?
So that you could have meat, but, you know, it's not having half a cow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you take a look at how people, especially Memorial Day barbecue and so on, you know, people are not going to have one hot dog or one hamburger.
No.
You know, they're going to have two or three and then the ribs.
It's all getting together and the talking and the visiting and the going the boat or going the pool or, you know, just hanging around talking. You're just going to keep eating and eating and eating.
Exactly. And I think that's our problem. We just tax our system. And keep in mind, when we look at cancers, unlike heart disease, which is relatively fixable, you know, cancer is where part of your body, if you would, is breaking down.
Yeah.
And then bad cells, you know, multiply and so on. So the more we tax our system, the more likelihood we are that things are going to break down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's that simple. So your father was heavy? Was your father heavy?
Well, my father, you know, my father's office was actually in the meat district in New York. And he was in business with J.D. Salinger's father, Saul Salinger.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they used to eat lunch at the old homestead, which was around the corner from where their office was. And they would have, you know, big pieces of meat.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
Two and two still four.
That's the issue.
Yeah,
and
right.
We've just got to be smarter. And certainly, you know, I know we're going to have a lot of listeners sending emails and stuff. You know, certainly that's not the only cause of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take a look at whether it's, you know, radiation or a lot of these sources, it's that part of our system, you know, has been taxed. And we've just, you know, overworked it.
Yep. It adds to the problem. Another thing this week, a study out suggesting that baked and broiled fish can cut heart failure risk. We're not talking about going to the fast food restaurant, folks, and getting fried fish. Good fish available. Would you say the quality at the supermarket of fishes to be baked or broiled? This could be a good thing to cook out this weekend. Is the quality as good as we'd like it, better than you'd expect? How would you rate most of you? You're familiar with all the supermarket chains. And I know we have little markets like the one across the street from your office in Santa Monica. You can just go in and get all kinds of stuff that's really fresh. But is there a better source than another for the kind of fish that would be good baked or broiled?
Absolutely. What you want to do is you want to download a free app or go online to Seafood Watch. That's part of Monterey Bay Aquarium. It's free. And you look up the species. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that practically every fish that you're going to find in a supermarket has been frozen.
Yeah.
So when you go to that fresh seafood department, look carefully at the signs, and you're going to see typically the words previously frozen in little letters above the price. Because when you think about how fish is caught, a boat goes out, you know, for weeks at a time, catches fish, they put it in the freezer or they put it under ice or over ice to keep it, and then it comes back to land, and then they, you know, clean it, process it, then send it off to the supermarket that puts it on ice again. So I always buy frozen fish.
You do.
Frozen fish is going to be 30 to 40% less expensive. It's going to be the same stuff. But what you really want to do is look at the back of the package and see where it was caught, country of origin labeling. About 65% of all of our seafood in this country comes from China. I'm not a big fan of seafood from China.
Uh-uh.
Their fish farms are notable for, how do you put this nicely?
Garbage.
garbage. I like that. You know, because just, I don't know if you've ever
seen garbage. Whatever Chinese comes from China is garbage.
Fish farm. But what they do is they have the fish, you know, pinned,
yeah,
and then above it,
yeah,
and I know, again, people are going to say, I'm making this up.
No, in Vietnam, they do the same thing.
Yeah, and they hang chicken coops,
yep,
over the fish farm,
yep,
and the poop from the chicken actually, right, is what feeds the fish.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't want my fish that way.
Nope. That's the way it is. And so you need to be aware. Interesting. This week, you don't hear me often say anything good about the Food and Drug Administration. Matter of fact, it's rare. Sure. They even have a good thought, never mind a good word for them, because they don't deserve it. And certainly with the Food Safety Modernization Act that we talked about a lot last year that was passed in the wee hours of the last moments of the end of December's deadline for this, that, or the other thing. They have this week put out the first rulemaking. This is notice of food shipments imported from other countries. It's the first time back. Yeah, I don't like what it does to American farmers, but if you take piece by piece out of it, importing food now subject to the FDA's jurisdiction, which basically, because of what you just said, isn't a bad thing. They held up the American standards for food processed and produced here, but you could bring in all kinds of garbage from every place else, and nobody said boo about it. So at least that's being
And we don't have the number of inspectors that can even do anything.
And they aren't going to – maybe this is just so much hooey, because this isn't going to get funded. The bill – the act will not be funded. So whatever they do, they're going to have to do it with the people that they have, and they'll cry and moan and groan. We don't have enough people and, you know, yada, yada. But at least if they put it in writing – as somebody shows that they are thinking about, you know, what needs to be thought about. And that's where does this stuff come from? And how dare you make us, who are food producers in this country, subject to one rule, and yet anybody can send any kind of garbage they want in here and it's not inspected or nobody even cares?
Well, going back to what I said.
Melamine in milk, does that ring a bell?
Of our seafood.
Yeah.
It comes from China. Do you know how many inspectors, FDA, USDA inspectors there are in China, which, by the way, has more food processing facilities than we have?
Probably zero or close to it.
No, five.
Five, okay.
Five people. And I think two of those are supervisors.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, come on, it's absurd.
Yeah. All right. So there's that word. A lot of information, a lot of help. We're here to help you out. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, will meet Dr. Felicia Stoller, who's a nutrition expert, talking about snacking in a few moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
After the hour, you're listening to Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have some mashed potatoes cooking. I don't know if you grill mashed potatoes, though,
no,
Phil.
No, of course not.
Phil Lempert is he. You can warm them up on the grill, but cook them on the grill. Potatoes you can do on the grill, though. Potatoes
yeah,
are good.
You can
little
cook a baked potato.
Yeah, or even, you know, you could cut the, de-skin them, although all the value of the potatoes in the skin. Right. But you take them in and you kind of grill them with a little olive oil, right? That olive oil. What's the olive oil that we recommended that we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago
well,
about?
The California Ranch.
That's it.
Which
right.
is phenomenal.
Right.
It is the freshest tasting olive oil I've ever had. It's wonderful.
Phil loves it. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, joining us now is Dr. Felicia Stoller, who is an expert on nutrition. She has published Living Skinny in Fat Genes. She was the host of TLC's Honey, We're Killing the Kids. Alarming upswing, Phil, in snacking trends. We want to take people aside on this. Dr. Stoller, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. How big a problem is this?
Well, you know, it's not that snacking by itself is such a big problem as much as what people are eating for snacks is a big problem. They're eating sometimes the equivalent of what should be the caloric intake of a whole meal. And so, you know, when you look at extra calories that people are consuming, that's where they're getting some of it.
And you take a look. I mean, what annoys me, Doug, is the two things. I see people walking with a cell phone in one hand, and then whether it's a bag of chips or tasty cakes or whatever else in the other hand, nobody's paying attention. I think one of the biggest problems we have with snacking, and Dr. Stoller, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the people don't relate to the food that they're eating. It's just filling their face. They're not even making choices. It's a bag, it's handy, and, you know, let's shovel it in.
Yeah, what happens is that people also aren't thinking about the foods they need to eat in the day. They just think about what is pleasing their palate at the moment. For example, I just did a segment the other day, and they wanted some fast food options. So I went to Wendy's, and I literally went, and the first thing I asked the gal in the restaurant was, could I see all the caloric information that you have? And then from there, I was looking at what had the most calories, what had the fewest calories, what are some things that people order. And, you know, it's really amazing how many calories are in foods that people would probably just get to snack on.
What I find amazing is that you found somebody there to speak English that understood enough what you were asking.
Well, then I had this huge order, and then she looked at me, I'm like, no, I'm not really eating all of this. I'm just getting it for a TV segment. So it was funny, but we just don't think about the things that we need to eat. Like, you know, do you take a step back and say, hey, did I have some fruit today? Did I have some vegetables today? Did I have some grains today? You know, because there's been such a carb backlash that people aren't eating things like grains. And there are some, you know, good grains that are snacks. Like, you know, you could look at, for example, tortilla chips and salsa as an example. There are some tortilla chips that are loaded with fat, and then there are others. There's a particular one that I really like called Corazon's chips. Corazona means heart in Spanish, and they're made with, first of all, they're made with plant sterols, something called coralized plant sterols, which helps to lower your cholesterol. The other thing is that they provide 3 grams of fiber per serving, which is 14 chips. They're gluten-free for those people that have problems. And they also have a line of potato chips that are also good for you, and they're lower in fat than other chips are. So, like, if you want a chip, and I'm not saying you can, and I know it's summertime and people like to have chips and salsa, or, you know, it's a great accompaniment with avocados. You can make some fresh guacamole, and you can control what you put in it. That's also like getting a multivitamin when you're eating that. I mean, avocados are so rich in nutrients. So when we eat snacks, they should be good choices. Things like, you know, having veggies and dips, for example, but using something like a 0% fat Greek yogurt when you want to dip your veggies is better than using a regular sour cream.
You stop at any number of places in the summertime. I'm thinking of a Dunkin' Donuts drink that they have. It has to be 100% sugar. It tastes great, which is what Phil will always say. People are going to go for the taste first.
Right.
But, my God, that stuff's got to be horrible.
All those summer drinks, right? I mean, you might as well just get the donut.
How about the donut and the drink together?
Oh, well, that's the problem. That's exactly it. It's the donut and the drink. It should be the donut or the drink. So I think that's where some people definitely get themselves in trouble when they're snacking.
Dr. Stoller, the confusion comes from people who say, I've said this or I've heard it. I've had people on the program who have said, you know, you want to stay away from a lot of the things that you were just talking about because the carbs convert to sugar and the sugar makes you fat, yada, yada, yada. So it's almost, okay, what do I eat beside broccoli?
Yeah, well, first of all, carbs are sugar. They don't convert to sugar. They definitely are. But we need sugar in the body. That is the master fuel that makes the body function. And I'm also an exercise physiologist. So, you know, I understand sports nutrition. I understand how that stuff works. I mean, at the end of the day, really the problem that people have is they eat too many calories. You know, and they think that when they eat, well, like when I talk to people and I show them, you know, a serving size of protein, what it should be, they're usually eating 4 times the amount.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you've talked about this with, you know, how to purchase, you know, when you're having people over, how much, you know, food to buy. And that's really a big problem. People think they need like a half a pound of protein for a meal. And that's really all you need for a whole day.
With the economy being what it is, Phil says Americans love to buy food that's cheap. So you go to these places and you stock up on these big, gigantic bags. Okay, it's cheaper to buy 5 pounds than it is to buy one. And you have this stuff laying around and it will go stale. Eat it up before it goes stale. I mean, that kind of thinking is probably what we need to get to. A few more minutes with Dr. Felicia Stoller, nutrition expert here with Dr. Phil and Dr. Doug. Good day weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Weekend time is 33 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. And with us now is Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com. Find out where you should go and what you should be buying, what the best deals are. Every week it changes. You might want to sign up for his daily news flash, which gets to the highs and lows of the things, the hits, the misses, and they go straight to your inbox. So get that info at supermarketguru.com. We're having a conversation with Dr. Felicia Stoller, who's a nutrition expert, about snacking.
And I think one of the biggest questions on the minds of all of our listeners is, you know, Memorial Day barbecues. So here's what's going to happen. Lots of hot dogs, lots of hamburgers, maybe some chicken, maybe some veggies are actually going to be grilled. Probably not. We're going to see probably more potato chips and things that are easy and potato salad and so on. So, Dr. Stoller, I guess my question for you is, what should we be eating for Memorial Day so that it doesn't become this, you know, food extravaganza that packs on the pounds?
Right. Well, I think an important thing that people should be doing is making sure when you're at a barbecue that you fill up your plate once and that's it. You know, it's like if you were to put everything on one plate that maybe you would graze on, you would realize you're probably eating two or three platefuls of food. So the strategy really should be, okay, I'm going to put everything I plan to eat on this one plate and then just not eat after that. You know, it's like when you have your, whether it's lunch or whether it's dinner, and then you want to have a little plate for dessert, you should do that. But really you want to try to fill your plate up, if it's available, with things like salads or veggies. And then you want to, you know, have whatever is on the grill as well. But, you know, try to put, you know, better food choices out there. You know, you were talking before about, you know, potatoes. You can put potatoes on a grill. We slice them up like Hasselback style and wrap them in foil and put a little oil on them. And they're amazing on the grill. And so, you know, filling up with good foods is really important. And remember, it's not just Memorial Day. You probably have a few graduation parties between now and the 4th of July, you know, and Father's Day, right? That's the next big grilling event, and then 4th of July, and then there's summer barbecues all summer long. So, you know, we don't need an excuse to overeat because we have that opportunity all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that gets me is people are always talking about, you know, grilling being much healthier as a cooking style. And, yes, I would agree with that. But then you look at what people are grilling.
Right.
It's worse.
Right.
And if you were, you know.
Right.
Cooking,
I mean, and the other thing,
inside.
Too, you have to be careful of is burning food and eating it all charred, because that's really not better for you. So you don't want to eat food that's, like, burnt to a crisp, because it loses its value. Plus, you know, it's carcinogenic when you're having all that, burnt carbon in your system.
So that black stuff on
yeah.
the...
Yeah, my mother loves, like, burnt hot dogs. And I'm like,
awful. That's
really toxic, Mom.
Yeah, stay away from that. All right, so there's some good hints there. You have a website that we can use as a reference point, Dr. Stoller?
Sure. It's either FeliciaStoller.com, or I have a website for the book, LivingSkinnyAndFatGenes.com, and people can follow me on Twitter. I'm also, you send out emails, I tweet out healthy tips every day.
All right. Good stuff. Dr. Stoller, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And a good weekend. Living Skinny in Fat Jeans. How about them apples? That wouldn't be you. Though, under any circumstances,
no. Right? Well, and it's not jeans. It's not J-E-N-E-S.
No, it's G-E-N-E-S. Yeah.
G-E-N-E-S.
Correctamundo.
Exactly.
Yeah. I will play with the words a little bit there. Speaking of that, in a few moments, we will be giving you some barbecue tips from a master griller named John McLemore. So in his book, I love this title, Dad Gum, That's Good.
And also, Paula Deen is his buddy, and Paula Deen loves him.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. There's good company. Help yourself. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, and this weekend, because we're kicking off the summer season, seems like only yesterday we were doing this for last year, how quickly it comes back around again. What's the first thing you do to celebrate? A, go to the pool. B, go to the beach. C, cook out on the grill. D, pick up fresh fruit and veggies at the farmer's market. E, stay inside. Doesn't feel like summer yet where you are. Or counting down the days till the children go back to school, which is it that you're going to be doing this weekend. A lot of things. Yeah, have maybe spend a little time with. That's actually why we have the weekend. Duh. And yet a lot of people don't even see it that way. We have really gone off of what that is all about. It's really kind of sad. It's another holiday. We have four or five of them in America. The people in this, they don't have the slightest idea why we have these holidays. They don't. And the younger, maybe the older the population gets, fewer people understand what these are all about. And it's kind of a shame, in effect. It is, really. All right. So let's. It really is. Supermarket Guru, brought to you by the incredible edible egg. America's egg farmers invite you to start your day off with a smile. Start your day off with an egg, because eggs are good for all kinds of things, Phil.
They are. And in fact, if you take a look at the nutrition in an egg, you know, 70 calories for an egg, that's it, about 15 cents for an egg. So there's no question, and they're just so versatile. I was with somebody last night for dinner, mm-hmm. And decided that what they wanted for dinner at this restaurant was actually an omelet. So not only are eggs an incredible way to start your day, but maybe it's an incredible way to end your day as well. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for versatility and affordability, and also nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving the kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
And it is all of those things. Stand by. We'll help you barbecuing, plus a question or two from you, the listeners. You can always send me email, Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can always send Phil at the supermarketnews.com website or supermarketguru.com questions as well. So we get to that in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusive supplies in store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is our review, the barbecue in the southern United States.
Barbecue time. It's the National Barbecue. What'd you say?
I've never heard that song.
Never heard this song. Crank it up, Michael.
And you know that slows the game.
No,
and it's
missing.
A sound from our home state.
Of North Carolina. Hello!
Okay.
All right. Okay. Before we get into barbecue, this week at DougStephan.com, we had you taking a look at bottled water. What did you find out that people need to know about? Is it the drinking? Is it where the water comes from? Is it the bottles that it's in? What is your concern?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, what you want to do is you want to check your local municipal water supply.
Right.
They've got to post the results of their tests, number one, to make sure that, you know, your bottled water or your regular tap water is not a problem, number one. Number two, keep in mind that most of us are living in homes or apartments that have old pipes. Mm-hmm. So you've got a buildup of whether it's calcium or other minerals within the pipes, and that comes out of the spigot. So my recommendation is get whether it's Brita or some other water filter that you can attach to your sink, mm-hmm. so that you can filter out a certain amount of things. When you look at bottled water, always look at the source. By law, it has to be on that label. And you'd be shocked. You know, the number one and number two waters are Dasani and Aquafina.
Mm-hmm.
Dasani is Coca-Cola, Aquafina is Pepsi.
Right.
And those are not spring waters. Those are tap waters that have gone through either reverse osmosis process or some kind of purification. So they're relatively tasteless. You know, I personally, you know, what I drink is I drink Arrowhead, which is a spring water.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have filters on everything, and you've got to be, you know, smart so you're just not ripped off for so many of these waters that are nothing more than just tap water, that's purified, that's put in a bottle. And then we talk about the bottle with not only, you know, forget about the evil of BPA or whatever other, you know, petroleum substances in that bottle,
right.
But also what we're doing to damage the environment with these millions and trillions of bottles that are just sitting in landfills.
Yeah, it's just incredible what we don't think about, really and truly. I mean, you see these trucks up and down the street picking up what supposedly is recyclable. Most of it's plastic. Plastic right. bottles, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, incredible.
Well, back to, you know, Dustin Hoffman in, what was the movie? Goodbye, Columbus.
Oh, that one.
You know,
yeah.
when he was graduating and somebody comes over to him and says, the future is plastics.
Plastic.
Right. You were right.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of plastic surgeons are saying that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
800-510-8255. Questions, comments, email, doug@dougstefan.com, phil@supermarketguru.com. Joining us now is John McLemore, who's the author of Dad Gum, That's Good. So we're going to help you
great
with some
title.
Barbecue.
Great title.
Isn't it, though, huh? Hey, John, welcome.
How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually cooking up some dead gum good food for the Memorial Day weekend.
This early you're starting to cook?
Oh, yeah. I put on two Boston butts last night at about midnight.
What's a Boston? I'm from Boston. I got a Boston butt. Yeah, I got fry me on the grill.
Yeah, well, that's a good old pork roast. We like the Boston butt because it's one of the most forgiving meats that you can barbecue. You know, down here in the South, we like a lot of things that taste good, and the Boston butt's one of those foods. And I'm going to be putting on a lot more food. I'm actually we're going to be celebrating my daughter's 21st birthday today, so I hate to tell everybody my age by telling them that I've got a 21-year-old, but we got a lot of reasons to celebrate this weekend.
Well, Doug's going to sing her happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that here shortly. We're all up here at our lake place, and we are going to be cooking a lot more food. I tell you, one of the recipes in the Dadgum That's Good cookbook that we're just getting incredible reviews over is the baby back ribs with espresso barbecue sauce. That is some good eating, gentlemen.
It's interesting because probably the past 10 years I've seen more recipes where people are, and I happen to love coffee.
Yep.
So, John, you need to understand that. But I've seen more and more recipes using coffee or espresso as whether it's a rub or an ingredient in foods. And I think it's great when it's not overdone because sometimes the coffee flavor can actually, you know, interfere with the flavor of whether it's the rib or, you know, I've had people who add coffee to, you know, ground meat. So the burger tastes like coffee. That's exactly right.
And that's a great point. And in the espresso barbecue sauce, you know, it's got a little bit of olive oil with some minced garlic, ketchup, honey, balsamic vinegar, soy sauce, and a quarter cup of double shot espresso coffee. So you're right. If you like more coffee flavor, you can certainly boost it up a little bit. It's just about like adding more heat to a recipe. If you want to add a little bit more of that spice, you know, because a lot of people don't like things too spicy. And that's what we're telling people, you know, they can follow me on Twitter at John McLemore or check us out on Facebook and our blog. And we're telling people that if you want to experiment, have some fun with the recipes, take a particular ingredient. And if you want to make it hotter, kick up that particular spice. If you want to make it less, another great example is our super smoker sweet and spicy chicken wings. I'm actually doing those also today.
Yeah, it sounds to me like this is a perfect recipe for a diet.
Yeah. It is.
I don't think so. John, with all due respect, this is heart attack food.
Yeah,
well, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. We're also going to be deep frying some Oreos.
Let you go on with some of the recipes. What are some of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're barbecuing? I don't care what kind of food it is, but, you know, you and your brother, you create all these master-built cooking products that are terrific.
Right.
You've got these family recipes. But, you know, you've got to be looking at some of your neighbors, and you feel like going over there and saying, hey, you're doing this wrong.
Yes.
What are some of those wrong things that you can help our listeners correct when it comes to barbecuing?
If they're going to be charcoal grilling, make sure that if they do use a lighter fluid, that the lighter fluid completely burn off the charcoal and get the charcoal to an ashy white before they put their food on there. Otherwise, it's just going to taste like lighter fluid. Don't undercook your food. Obviously, if you're using poultry or cooking poultry, that's really a safety thing. But the mistake that people make is they overcook their food. They're grilling with intense heat, so they char and burn the bottom. So what we tell people is, take the recipe before you're going to have a big event.
All right, hold on. Before you get into this, hold on. Hold that thought for a second. We have to pause for an item or two of import. 51 after on Good Day Weekend.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Insurance.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sign. I had a girl, so duke gone thin. No meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand. She wraps all around me like a rubber band.
Alright, 54 after. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, is here, along with John McLemore, the author of Dad Gum. That's good. We're talking about barbecue stuff that tastes good. I don't know how good it is for you. I guess it depends on your value.
Well, but you could barbecue salmon. You could barbecue all kinds of fish.
But then I can't. I bet you John hasn't had a piece of fish in his mouth for years. Have you, John?
You know what? Contrary to that, I had some smoked salmon actually just this week. We were at QVC smoking some salmon on one of the Mashville smokers.
Yeah.
We've got several recipes in the Dadgum That's Good cookbook. One of them is smoked salmon chowder.
Really?
We've actually got some spicy cumin smoked catfish. I actually like a lot of fish because it is a great diet, and if you smoke it right, it's fantastic.
It gives new meaning to the term smoking hot.
Smoking hot. That's exactly right. And, you know, that's another thing you asked earlier. What are some of the mistakes people make?
Mm-hmm.
I love smoked food, but don't over-smoke your food. Just like, you know, the coffee, you can put too much coffee into a recipe and make it taste too much like the coffee. You want a good hint, but not too much. So when you're smoking, don't use bark because bark will make your meat taste bitter. And don't over-smoke the food. If you're smoking, like, for instance, my Boston butts, the pork that we're doing today, I've been smoking them for a while. I'm going to wrap them in aluminum foil now and no longer put smoke in the smoker, and that will allow the meat to get really tender, really juicy, and not be over smoked.
All right. That's it's just a lot of it's common sense. Now you're you have a lot of QVC time in there. A lot of people look forward to you being there. I see that Paula Deen in her foreword to your book said, quote, "I can't think of anything that's made my cooking life easier than John's awesome master-built products." So there's somebody that's on your side that everybody knows.
That's right. I met Paula at QVC, and her and her husband, Michael, I've spent some time with them. Obviously, she's a lady that loves to cook. Michael loves to cook, and they love our master-built smoker, the Butterball Indoor Turkey Fryer. They, she's actually given that as Christmas presents to her family. And she likes it because she obviously loves to cook, but you got to have great equipment to be able to get these recipes to come out like you want. And Masterbuilt has just been, you know, a very successful family business. That's one of the things that we did in the cookbook is we took 12 pages out of the 200 pages and tell the Masterbuilt story. We're a 37-year-old family business. My brother Don and I have been very successful. God has blessed us tremendously with a very successful company, great employees. And we thought, you know what, if we're going to write a cookbook and share our recipes, why not take people down memory lane and tell them a little bit about our family history and the Masterbuilt story? So we did.
So there it is.
I have one more question, Doug, real quick. But, John, you know, it's your daughter's 21st birthday.
Correct.
Now, what are you getting her as a present? You're not going to give her a smoker, right?
Oh, I'm going to get her a turkey fryer.
A turkey fryer. You know something? Have your daughter call us.
I will. I tell you what. We do have a surprise for her. She, her phone is on the blink, and she's been whining and complaining about her phone not working. So we actually got her an iPhone that we're going to give her today. And so that's one of the presents. And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give her a really big hard time. Because, you know, I told my kids, I said, look, and by the way, I've got great kids. I've got three kids, John, Brooke, and Bailey, and Brooke's the one turning 21 today. But I told them, I said, you know, the difference between being 21 and under 21 is juvenile court and real court. So be careful.
Be careful. All right, sounds like down-home wisdom. Thank you, John. The author of Dadgum, That's Good, John McLemore, here on Good Day Weekend. The city councilman in New York who's proposing banning Happy Meals. That go anywhere, Phil? What is that? Where does that go?
You know, there's been this huge controversy, probably starting it started on the West Coast, banning Happy Meals from a nutrition standpoint, from a toy standpoint. Now it's elevated where they want Ronald McDonald out.
Right.
But they're just saying, you know, he is not a good role model.
Yeah. But make sure you get that fried fish. That'll be good for you. All right, there it is, the story from this week's point of view. Phil Lempert, check out supermarketguru.com. Get the daily news updates. They're very important, very helpful. Phil Lempert with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.